This is another DAM podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Lauren Henny. Lauren, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing today?
Great. Lauren, how are you involved with digital asset management?
Well, I assist with creating naming conventions and folder structure on a daily basis. We also create metadata tagging on files to improve search functions for all the production and post-production staff to search for better usability within the staff.
Lauren, how does a sports broadcasting company use digital asset management?
We use it for archiving, organization, file storage, mostly. That's what, in any kind of graphics, photographs, mostly digital media. It's for all file-based.
Lauren, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with digital asset management?
I think most of the biggest challenge is the user adoption of the system, usability, and creating great metadata and taxonomy development. I think that a lot of that, as we grow as a company, is always with adding new channels and adding new content, is just making searches more cohesive and easier for the user.
And what advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
Be very diligent, organized, and analytical, but don't forget to be creative. Sometimes it takes some of that to organize storage when you don't have a lot of it.
Well, thanks, Lauren.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
For more on this, visit anotherdampodcast.com. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.